interesting piece this morning in the Irish Examiner from Cormac O'Keefe. AI girlfriends, boys being targeted in every online space they go. And apparently, teenage boys, 15 and 16-year-old boys, are reporting that they are being pushed and targeted by effectively fake AI girlfriends online, increasing misogyny, increasing the 16-year-old students say they're being targeted with advertisements for AI girlfriends and nudification apps and all the spaces they go online, not just on the social platform X, as is highlighted in the Collective Shout report that is being reported on this morning, but TikTok and Snapchat, Instagram and YouTube, TV and film streaming sites and other platforms. And this is a developing thing with the onset of AI, and it has concern about, I suppose, the socialization of 15 and 16 year old boys, their view on women, the roles that women play, and also the increase in the prevalence of pornography, which all leads me on to my next piece, a very interesting article written on Friday in the Irish Examiner by Jennifer Horgan, talking about teaching. I'm not imagining it. It's getting harder to teach a certain type of boy. In the UK, there are plans being unveiled to train teachers to identify misogyny, but Jennifer argues that this problem really lies, it places a burden on other schools when it comes to the reality of this type of behaviour from boys in the classroom. And Jennifer Horgan's with me on the line. Good morning to you and thanks for joining me in the programme.
Hi, Jerry. Thanks for having me.
Listen, first, what have you noticed? What has changed for you in terms of your interaction with teenage boys in the classroom and what you're getting back from them, I suppose, in this area?
I mean, I don't think my perspective is sort of different to anyone else's perspective on the planet, in that I think we're all seeing a shift. You know, we're all seeing the impact of social media. And I'm a parent as well of a teenage boy and a teenage girl and a younger girl. And I just see the kind of the very different pressures they're under compared to my own childhood. So I'm seeing exactly what you're seeing probably, but obviously I'm working with young people very regularly. And what I'm referring to, I suppose, is a sense that there's a certain level of contempt creeping in, I think, towards girls and women, that is being, you know, that is coming from the online world, as far as I can make out. And I think one of the issues I have, I suppose, with all these measures relating to schools is that we forget that, you know, 2/3 of the teaching profession is female. So actually, female teachers are challenged by this behavior already on a daily basis. And it's a problem then to say that they're the ones who can solve it. Absolutely, they can help to solve it. And it is the job of schools to educate young people, and that education is having to become more and more broad, but it cannot be solely the responsibility of teachers and schools. And I think often people like to hear, oh, schools are dealing with it, schools are going to fix that problem. And I'm sorry, yeah, but that's just not the case. Do you know what I mean? It's a whole society effort. So the what they're doing in the UK now, they're introducing a £20 million package to try to tackle misogyny. And a huge part of that is about teachers and training teachers to spot misogyny. And it just strikes me as misdirected, because teachers are well able to spot misogyny. Female teachers in particular are facing it all the time. They don't need training in spotting misogyny. They actually need whole society supports beyond the classroom, beyond the schoolroom. They need parents on board. They need sporting organisations on board. They actually need everyone beyond teachers to get on board with this, because at the moment we've got this foolish assumption that teachers and schools are going to solve the problem.
Yeah, you've seen the problem. You're seeing an increase in it. You're seeing the outcome of, yeah, what's not being done to tackle this at the societal level.
Yeah, and look, it would be lovely if you could send your kids into school and in a classroom somehow there will be some miraculous conversion and all of the societal problems out there will be solved. It doesn't happen. The classroom is just another social space. It's no different to anywhere else, and teachers are no different to anyone else. We're parents and we're just trying to do our best and getting on with everything. Like, we can't do it on our own, basically. And female teachers in particular, who are actually facing the problem head on, front line, every day, they can't do it on their own. So we just need to stop. I think we need to kind of, like my last line of my column is like, you know, if we're saying teachers can do it, that means we're not really looking at ourselves. And actually, each and every one of us has a role to play in this. And the government, obviously, first and foremost, I think, in tackling those platforms and protecting our young people. But parents too, we can't be let off the hook. And I'd love to see more training for parents and more supports for parents, because I'm a parent myself. I'm not saying, you know, we actually need to feel empowered. And I don't think we do at the moment. I think most parents really do feel at a loss. So I'm not blaming, you know, I'm just saying we actually all need support and we all need to come together.
Well, this report this morning on this AI girlfriend porn apps and which effectively, you know, the report says are grooming boys to perpetuate sexual violence and girls to accept such behaviour. Irish children's charities and researchers in the area are saying the only way to combat this is to criminalise the company bosses of the companies that are allowing this on their platforms. Like, will that ever happen? Or is that, would that be a start? Some sort of a threat to say, look, teachers at the end are dealing with the outcome in the classroom, you know, probably girls in their relationships are dealing with the outcome of God knows what's going to happen if this is allowed to continue, but that there should be some sort of action on the other side of it.
Absolutely. And we have to remember as well, these young boys are victims too, you know, like they are victims, they're children. So it's our job, even, and I know that I might see a boy kind of treating me with a lack of respect. I don't blame him, you know, really. There's a much broader issue here. And I think absolutely, it's the tech, it's the platforms, it's government, it's the big power stuff needs to shift. And we do see that happening in other countries like Australia, you know, where the government is taking a much firmer stance on protecting kids under 18. We need to start, it's beyond time really that we did the same here.
Yeah, it certainly is. And in some cases, there are laws already in place. The Department of Justice, I've said, legislation in 2020 made it a criminal offence to use any visual representation of a person which has been altered or doctored to produce an intimate image. But that needs to be applied to the companies who are setting this up and doing it effectively.
Yeah.
Allowing it to be done.
Yeah. This is all money, you know, it all comes back to money and power. And that's where we need to really be looking. And as I say, just looking to schools to solve it. They're just the symptoms, you know, we're just seeing the symptoms of a much deeper rot. So we need to dig deeper.
Okay, Jennifer, listen, we'll leave it there, but thanks so much for talking to me in the programme and giving me your view on an interesting article on Friday. That's Jen Horgan there, columnist with the Irish Examiner and teacher, saying, look, misogynic attitudes are on the rise. They're impacting negatively, particularly on female teachers, of which the majority of teachers are female, and a good deal of it is coming from the online interaction, and that report this morning showing that 15 and 16-year-old boys are being bombarded online with pornographic imagery, and now even the onset of being able to create their own AI inverted commas porn character. And that's all happening, no control. It's not just on X, as Elon Musk is in the headlines this morning, and it's not on X, just on X. It's on YouTube, it's on Instagram, it's on Facebook, it's on all the platforms. They're all allowing it, and really nothing is being done at a top governmental level to seriously tackle these tech bros who run these companies. If you have a view, get in touch.